Hey, Relay. It's Lindsay Hine, joined with Laura Thweet, Marcus Brown, Peter Bromka, Tommy Runs. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey.
What's happening?
Hey.
Who got their, did we talk about the turkey trotting yet? Who got their turkey trotting on?
I got mine on.
I turkey trotted.
And like I told you guys last week, I got my butt kicked by a junior silver medalist from Ethiopia. And she's like a 159, 800 meter runner, just coming out of the woodwork. I PR'd in the 4 mile and I still got second. So I'm just saying, that's how we
I love when you start learning the PRs of your competitors. You're like, no.
I may or may not have Googled her when I got home because I didn't know who it was. And she rolled and I battled her for 2 miles and then she like put another surge on me and then I couldn't catch her again. So I was like, who is this girl? And so I Googled her and I was like, oh, she's like pretty legit.
That's
like,
real.
I was like, why is she in Fort Collins? I have so many questions. How did you get here? Why are you here?
I've definitely done that. You Google when you get home and then you're like, oh, wait, they have recent track results? That's going to be an issue. That's why I saw the backs of the bottoms of their heels as they were pulling away. Not just like scooting away, like the bottom of the sole is kicking up. Yeah.
But what I really want to know is, Tommy, did you or did you not beat your son in your turkey trot?
I thought you'd never ask, Laura Thweet. So my son wanted to run the turkey trot, and I did pace him all the way through. I'm so proud of him. He really pushed hard when it got tough towards the end there. And I have footage. I crossed the finish line first.
Yeah, you did. I knew it.
yeah. I did it in a way that looks like I was like, hey man, you could do it, but I definitely put a little surge on him, got a little 5 steps ahead, turned around, you know what I mean?
Turned around at the finish line and encouraged him across.
Yeah, you can do it, you know. And one of these days he's gonna look back and go, wow, my dad beat me again.
What was the distance of your trot, Tommy?
17 miles.
What?
Yeah, they go big.
No,
here.
Man, it was go big or go home in Detroit. It was a 5K. They have a 1 mile, a 5K, and a 10K. So like you could be finishing your 5K with people finishing the 10K who are gonna then go finish the 5K again. Mm-hmm. Not again, but you know what I mean. It was a good time.
So you didn't want to go do the 10K after you beat him in the 5K? You felt like that was good?
Mm-mm. No, I feel like, I mean, so at a certain point, it's child abuse if you just continue to like...
It's a fine line.
Just, you know, yeah, to just, you know, pummel your child, you know what I mean? So like one defeat is enough for a holiday.
It'll last a year.
Yeah. Until next year.
Lindsay.
For those listening, we are now moving to a raise your hand method to avoid interrupting each other. Well, I was pressured to do a turkey trot.
Wait. Sorry.
Wait, I just need to talk about myself.
I was just joking.
Peter, I was pressured to do a turkey trot by Peter Bromka because he was like, what? You got to do the turkey trot. And I haven't done one in years. But I'm more inspired by Peter's because he did a self-made trot. I trotted with my husband and two of my kids and my niece.
Cool.
And I was really impressed with my 8-year-old who he's right behind me right now. He ran
he's
still passed out from the turkey trot. No, he ran like 28 minutes though. It was like a 9:15 pace. Like he worked so hard. I was so proud of him. So my husband ran with him. I ran with my niece because my 11-year-old was like in the middle of us somewhere and I was like, you're fine. And I was committed to staying with whoever was the last hind coming through. So it was so fun though. And I'm so glad you pressured me into doing it.
Aw, I didn't mean to exactly, but I'm so glad it worked out well.
You didn't outkick any of your kids, did you?
I let my niece outkick me.
Man, yeah. I don't see now. I think that that's just, I think that's wrong.
Well, she was really excited. I mean, it took us 36 minutes. I mean, she was so excited and we did a lot of run walking. So I was just like, you go, you know, and she picked it up. So
until she listens to Relay on Tuesday and it's like dagger to the heart. Like,
well, she is a gymnast. Like she does like hours of gymnastics practice, like multiple times a week. But running without stopping for 30 minutes was that was much different territory for her.
Yeah.
I just feel like you have to, whenever you get a chance, I mean, let them know.
I mean, if it was one of my kids, if it was one of my boys, I wouldn't have let them beat me. But if it, but my niece, I have a soft heart for her because she's my niece, you know, and I don't have little girls. So
I really hope that Relay is still thriving when your boys just start to grind you down.
Oh, they're going to crush me. They're going to crush me in years to come. Because my oldest, my 11-year-old is more like, I think he's more of like a 400, 800 guy. And then my 8-year-old is more of a distance guy. He's got the patience for distance.
Mm. Okay.
Tell me about your trot, Peter.
So a neighbor of mine who recently got into running said, we should put on a turkey trot. And I was like, okay, that sounds great. So she mapped out a 2-miler on Strava that would go all over the neighborhood and across really large intersections and roads. And I was like, that's probably not the best idea. So then I took control of the race map and mapped out a 2-miler within our quadrant, going on the road, went in a smaller road, and then onto the sidewalk. The highlight for me was when I kind of brought up the rear of the race and my son was still gasping on the ground. And I was like, how'd it go, bud? And he's like, oh, I sprinted so hard at the end. I'm like, oh, that's so funny. He's like, no, it's not fun. It hurts a lot. So he got to experience the deep, deep searing satisfaction of a kick. I can't believe that the underground turkey trot doesn't happen more often. And having done it, I can totally see why it doesn't happen more often. Mm. The friend who put it on, she is very exuberant. And so she went big, like bought 100 donuts, bought tons of jugs of coffee. I was put in charge of the course marking. People are like, man, you really went big on the course marking. I'm like, well, I've been misled on a lot of races that I've run in life. So I was out there before the sun, with chalk and duct tape. I consulted with our friend, Darcy Budsworth, who puts on Take the Bridge. And I was like, give me some tips on how to put on an underground race. So it was super fun. And yeah, we had one guy, a neighbor, say like, we're going to have like a balloon arch at the finish, aren't we? I was like, what? I mean, sure, I guess we could. So then my son and I went to the party store and got 16 balloons and then tied them to a string over our heads between two trees. So yeah, there was a helium balloon arch. Aww. And yeah, I think the neighborhood had a blast. Everyone, you know, it's a real sign. On the morning of, with like five, I was like 5 minutes to go before we start, and everyone's just kind of like looks tired. They're standing with their family and they're like wearing an old hoodie. And I'm like, this is the tradition. This is why we're here. like everyone's unhappy, but afterwards they're going to be glowing. Yeah. So it was not that competitive, but it was super fun.
I was wondering who did the balloon arc. It looked quite professional. And by the way, can we all just tell Peter that we want him on those Instagram stories more often? Lot of Peter Bromka Instagram stories over the last week, and I loved it. Like talking about your periwinkle jacket. It was good stuff.
Laura looks very confused.
Are you not a stories guy? That's not you.
I've used stories more as a curation, more as a like a sharing other people's posts, or like a here's an upcoming Kafuzi event you should attend. Tommy Runs is doing something somewhere again. You should go to that.
You kind of use it like a boomer, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. It was rain. I was running in the rain on Thursday, Friday, and I decided, here we go. I'm gonna start chatting straight into the camera, and people are like, "What's up, man? Where you been?" So, yeah, careful who encourages you. You're like, that's what. Tommy's like, here we go. Lindsay's like, here we go. So, Marcus, what is it? Do you have foot races in Europe this past week, or is that just like an American thing?
I can't believe you even asked that question, Peter. To be honest, why would Brits give thanks for Thanksgiving? All the history.
Oh man, the history is fraught.
Thanks for leaving. Cheers. Thanks for leaving, guys. I'm just over here by myself, chilling. But funny enough, actually, no. So I didn't do any like specific runs, but I was looking at some stuff on, you know, scrolling on YouTube and Instagram, and you know, like Family Feuds came up with is it Steve Harvey? And this lady came on, she did like this turkey gobbling thing. She's like, I'm the world champion turkey gobbler. So I was like, that can't be true. So I Googled her, as you do. And there's actually like a turkey gobbling world championship based in Alabama. And I went on the website, and funny enough, they were like saying, we had people far and wide from Iowa to Pennsylvania. And I was like, does the world exist between Iowa and Pennsylvania? Have I missed something? And so it's just so crazy to sort of see how, like, America is about this kind of turkey gobbling thing. I'll send you guys a link. It's not a party trick I'd pull out, to be honest. If someone said, what's your thing?
Wow. I never knew that was a thing. I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to send you the link.
How do you determine who's the best goblin? Like, how do you determine who wins something like that? You know, what are the criteria? Like, what do you have to do to participate?
Is it an eating contest?
No, you make the sound like a turkey.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. Don't ask me to do it.
Well, Marcus, please do.
Can you, sounds do. Like you have, you've researched please this. Do. Can you do one for us, please?
See, Laura, you got me to sing to Charlotte last time. I'm not falling for your games again for this. I'm not going to sweat again.
Never, you trust that.
Forever memes. I tried. I don't think I'm as good as a turkey goblin, so yeah. I'll send it to you, to everyone.
Wow, okay.
I love
the confusion. The confusion of your faces. I'm like, this isn't America. You're like, this can't be America.
Yeah, you're teaching us.
There's a bunch of different sections or segments you might say of America, you know. So some things just are better left where they are, or on the internet, you know.
But you know what? Going back to like Noel Lyles, do you know he had his little thing about
world champion,
the world championship, the world championship. And this is what I agree with him. It's like, how can you be the world champion in America? It doesn't make any sense. So yeah. I mean, he would definitely agree with me on this one. So,
your team
would definitely fight around. After that, we're besties for life.
Just because there's probably no Brit that could ever do anything cool like a turkey gobbler sound doesn't mean you have to like downplay the fact that she's a world champion.
It's the Brits who do the big, they chase the cheese wheel down the hill, right? They just like hurl themselves down.
I have seen
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely a world cheese tumbler guy, and we don't say anything bad about it. We just watch it on Instagram and laugh.
No. She was on Family Foods. You should see Steve's face, though. I have no judgment on this.
We got to find this for the show notes.
That everyone needs.
Yeah.
This is not my judgment. This is Steve's judgment. That's all I'm saying.
The two show note links for this will be the turkey gobbler sound and the cheese hurdlers.
Are you going to do the gobbling sound then?
Hey, let me see the video first, and maybe I'll be able to help out.
This is like Joe Rogan. We need to find it and send it to you.
Matt, insert that in the edits, please.
A special talent I want to share with you. I'm a turkey gobbling champion.
Yeah, bop it up, bop it up.
All right. We'll just say that. We'll just say it's here. Marcus. We'll just say it's Marcus.
We're just
doing
marking
it.
The time here. Tommy, I want to know what's going on this week. This is a different week for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, going to start getting, you know, pedicures and stuff like that. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. You're just getting spruced up.
Yeah. No, yeah, we're going to TRE, which is it's called the running event. It's a industry event where brands and retailers get to meet once a year, and they get together and talk about all these different shoes and things that they're going to have coming out within the next year or so, or maybe even 2 years. So oftentimes it's a very like closed event where they show things that just aren't able to be seen yet by the public. So it's like an event that everyone knows about, but just doesn't get a chance to really see what's going on unless, like, you know, Kafuzi or myself or like Believe in Iran or whoever kind of like show what they, you know, what they've captured, you know, during this week. I pitched an idea, or the PR project pitched an idea, to host a live stream for them, first ever live stream, where we get to sit down and talk to all these different brands, where they're going to come to us. We have a set, and we'll, like, literally the College Game Day vibes. Marcus, that's American football.
Football where you don't actually play with your foot. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like
football where
you
don't actually play the ball with your feet, you hold it with your hands. I know.
No,
I don't know. Game. Yeah. Not like real football.
Yeah, exactly. Like fake football. Like I'm assuming they have this for rugby or something like that. But it's like, so literally we're going to be sitting at a desk and get to interview 30 plus brands and retailers over 2 days time. And they're going to talk about all the shoes that they have coming out and the exciting things that brands and retailers are doing in their space and their areas. So it's a real honor to be able to have presented this idea. They accepted it and actually we're going through with it as a partnership to bring the first ever TRE live stream. And it's super exciting.
I'm so like, I'm inspired by you that you were just like, had this idea and pitched it and they picked it up. And, you know, it's like, things don't just fall into people's lap. You pitched that. Like, how did you even think to do it?
Well, I mean, honestly, like for the most part, like 80% of the stuff that like happens for like on that I do like on social is stuff that I came up with the idea for to like to pitch it, because I mean, sometimes you just have to go about it that way. And especially if you, you know, for the people that like are trying to create with brands and stuff, it's better for me to like have the idea and say, here's what I'd want to do, so I feel comfortable with the end product, as opposed to like waiting for brands to say like, hey, if you could just wear this shoe in the shower, maybe, and talk about how, you know, how it repels water. Like, I'm not doing that, you know? So it's just really, that's like, it came from like that energy of always trying to like create something that like I resonate with, that I think would be cool for the industry. Because it is harder for brands to think of like ways that are get, you know, us excited about something. So why not, like, why don't we come with the ideas and see what happens? But to TRE's credit, they like literally matched our energy and they're delivering probably higher than I expected. You know, like they're like the set is going to be in, like it's going to be kind of crazy. So definitely stay tuned. People can like watch it on the runningevent.com's website. So just go to therunningevent.com and they have like a live stream tab. You'll be able to watch it straight from there, or you can connect through to YouTube. But it should be, and we have a very, 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 we have a very special guest.
Mike Ho?
He's going to be on there too. He's coming through too. But it's okay. Like, I'm not even allowed to tell.
Oh.
Top
like it's like that kind of special.
Can you tell us when we stop recording?
Maybe.
Don't make me.
Maybe.
I want to sit on that because I think people maybe see creators and they think, oh, that's so cool. Like Tommy gets to do all this awesome stuff. And it's like what they might not be realizing is that exactly what you just said. You've pitched all this, not all of it, but like these are your ideas. Yeah. And that's so cool.
Yeah. Like, I mean, especially if you're not like from like one of the running cities, you know, that like where brands are very heavily involved in, they're not going to come to you with the best ideas here. They're just going to be like, oh, let's do a you know, a demo run, which is fine. But, you know, like why not connect with the rep and bring an idea that, you know, that at least 20 of your friends are like, you know, and then hopefully more people show up than 20. But that's the energy. And I'm just like, honestly, again, like I'm really glad that there's certain brands and then also like the TRE were like, yeah, let's do this. And the cool thing is like we're talking to brands like beforehand to talk about like here's what to expect. And it's not just we're not doing commercials. We're not like saying sit down and talk about yourselves for 10 minutes and it's boring. We're going to like have a real conversation. But the cool thing is they're starting to find out like, oh, this is actually like going to be a fun, cool thing. It's not just a throwaway piece. Like TRE is really weaving this into their thing. So the brands are almost as excited as we are, which says a lot.
That's cool.
And who are you doing it with again? Who's like co-hosting it with you?
Because the PR project is three of us. Two of us will be there. Gary and myself. Gary is a runner, is on Instagram, and then me, Tommy Runs, we'll have it'll be 8 hours of 8 hours of fun over two. So it'll be 4 hours each day. We'll have a lot of caffeine, probably some ketones. I don't know. It might get crazy.
You're gonna be toning. Tone up.
I kind of joke and say I think we're gonna need like a Morton bowl of soup or something like that to like make it, you know, to make it through.
No, I just love it if you were so jacked up on energy, like, yeah, and they're like, whoa, yeah, okay. Yeah.
You guys are gonna see a totally different Tommy this next couple of days, because I don't think that I'll be able to do it just on like my own energy levels. So,
Tommy, this is like our 1 year anniversary though, because you and I met for the first time at TRE last year, and that's when I got introduced to Tommy Runs, and I just saw how creative you were, and that's when I started following you, saw all your amazing content and videos. And then I was like, can you just do my Instagram? Can you just take over for me? And then I reached out to you after Club Cross like a week later, and I was like, yo, you want to help me with a reel? That's how Tommy and
I did. Yeah, one of Laura's reels I made.
You made. Yeah, it's,
yeah.
That little hop, the hop came from? Was that your?
No, that was a Laura original, believe it or not. The hop came from me. Tommy didn't suggest that I do that. But yeah, so anyway, it was awesome. I got to meet him. That's the cool thing with the running event is like I got to go on behalf of Saucony last year, and you just get like introduced to all these amazing creative people in the industry who are involved in all these different ways. And so I think that's so cool that you're really like bringing the event to everyone, because so many people don't know what the running event is and what's behind that. And so you're connecting brands and the running event with consumers and just
people.
Everyone.
Yeah.
People, like, and you're just opening up that engagement and that connectivity. And I think that's awesome, because that's why I love going to it, because that's exactly what it is. So open that up to everyone else, I think, is such a cool idea.
Tommy, one thing I think you'll do a great job of is both being positive and, you know, bringing the energy, but then also digging into like what's really going on about a product release, or, you know, why. Because what I found at the TRE is like everything's in a 10 or 11. You know, they'd be like, these shoelaces are the best ever. And you're like, how? And they're like, they're 1 inch longer. And you're like, okay. And they could be next to, you know, a shoe that's just like the coolest release of some awesome technology or some, you know, some meaningful change. So I think one thing I would look for is, or push the guests on your show around, you know, what insights led to the changes they made. I always found that was interesting. I'd be like, oh, why did you come out with a matcha, you know, drink mix? And they'd be like, oh, we had like one of our super fans like was mixing it with, you know, da da da. And you're like, oh. And, you know, and then selling it on the side. And you're like, that's kind of crazy. I just made that up. But I just like the more the product releases were driven out of like things that they saw in the running world, I thought the more interesting it was than just like, yeah, we came up with a new foam that we thought people would just love. And you're like, why? And they're like, we're not sure. Will you tell us why? And you're like, who's interviewing who here?
I feel like I was just talking to Gary today on our run, where it's like, if there's a way, I mean, there's going to be moments where like, obviously tech, they're going to get techie, like, oh, it's a 5mm drop and this is different. Da, 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 da. And I understand some of it, but I think our main goal will be to say like, okay, that's cool. But what does that like, what does that mean though? You know, to me, like, what's that mean on feet for me? Like, how does that feel different? And as long as I think that's where like the missing piece is sometimes, you know, like, cause you get really techie and how amazing the shoe is going to be because of these changes, but like no one's saying this is going to feel different in this way, you know?
So
even super shoes don't do a great job at like, Sam, this is how it's going to feel.
Right.
So do you have like, you have different representatives from different brands you'll talk to? It's not, like you said, supposed to be commercially or anything. What's your strategy for when someone's like a dud and they're like not interesting to talk to?
Well, the good thing is we met with so many of them beforehand to kind of make sure that they know what to expect, so that they also can send the right person.
Okay,
and we did
perfect.
Say as long as it's the right person, and then if you're talking to someone that's like super bubbly on the phone and we're like, is it gonna be you? You know, and they go, yeah, it's going to be me. So like it kind of ends up being perfect. But, you know, I think it's the good thing is it's Gary and I, and we can literally sit on a podcast for an hour and talk about nothing.
Uh-huh.
So I think we'll figure it out. You know, like it'll take us to be quick and pay attention, but we should be fine. We'll be fine. And it's only each brand is only going to be on for maybe 10 to 12 minutes.
That's good. Yeah.
Which can be a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be kicking over very quickly as well. So I think we'll be okay.
Oh, cool. I'm excited. I'm just so excited.
I think it's good.
There.
And it's a stage in the center somewhere, or like where will it be? I mean, I actually am not going to be there this year, but
yeah, it's going to be in the expo, and that was one of the things about the idea was like, you know, this can't be a booth with walls, mm-hmm. you know, somewhere, and this can't be in a room off to the side somewhere. This, like, it has to be in the expo, and you have to be able to see and hear and feel some of the energy. Like, that was the thing. College game day, you know, like, that's it. And they did it. Like, and I can't wait to, like, we haven't seen the actual booth yet. They're building it now, they said. But then, you know, we've seen mock-ups of it, and it's like, it's got plexiglass, like, so you can see through the back of it. It's going to be great, bro.
Awesome.
You guys are all bro, by the way.
Bros around, all around.
Bros all around.
Anything you're nervous about? Anything you're like last minute prepping?
No. Whenever I get nervous, I do less prep. Hmm. So I've done nothing.
Yeah. It's smart to not overthink it. I feel like stuff like this, if you prep too much, then it does come across as like almost like rehearsed. So sometimes it's better to kind of like have a rough outline, obviously, and you know who you're going to be talking to, and then you just go.
Yeah, we know each brand that we're talking to. Yeah. Like, we've got, you know, we have enough research to know what they are, what they're doing, like their main points are, and they're going to come with their main points that they're going to try to get to. So our goal is just to guide them to those main points and have some fun with it. But yeah, it should be good. Like, I am excited just to. We just want it to go really well. You know, that's all. Like, we're not nervous about like anything in particular. I don't think, we just want it to go well. We want people to watch it and feel like, oh, this was helpful. You know, like, this was fun. And I tapped in because I wanted to see such and such brand. And these, you know, because they all have times. Each brand has a time.
Cool.
And it's published on TRE's website. So it's like, if you want to just only chime in on six brands, then feel free to do so.
You know that guy who always like suggests ideas because they're not going to be the ones who are doing the work? I'm just going to be that guy for a second and just say, like, I think you're going to come up with so much richness that it'll be fun. Someone on your team should then like chop it up. I would expect to see on YouTube, you know, some shorts around like, here's 90 seconds with this brand, or, you know, even if I miss the live, the fact that it happened live creates a certain cool dynamic. And then even if I'm seeing it after, you know, because they're just... People, for those of you, I had never been to TRE. I've only been once. I went last year, and we actually did a little relay recap for our Patreon subscribers last December. But it, you know, it's like, you want to get really deep on nutrition with like six different brands. You want to talk to like, you know, it's like when they're like, you know, how you just can't find a running short that's comfortable, and you're like, is that a problem I have? I don't know if that's a problem I have. They're like, well, we solved for that. And, you know, and then you're like, find yourself in a 20-minute conversation with a man who's like gone deep on changing running shorts. And you're like, cool. Like, tell me all about it. So there's some real geekery. It's wonderful.
Yeah, no, yeah. We'll definitely try to use as much of the, you know, breakouts as we can to make some good like review content, you know?
Lindsay, have you ever been?
I went in 2018, not like old school. I've like, feel like when I went, it was not what it is now. Like, I went with Lily Trotters and Koros and, oh my gosh, Topos. Remember that shoe?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're still around.
And then Mud. What's the Mud product?
Mud?
They have
it's literally
like,
just Mud.
No, they have like back hydration vests. And anyway, I went with those four brands and I did like, I covered them and like did interviews with them and stuff like that. It was like a promotion thing. But it's funny because when I went in 2018, this woman I was working with like presented the idea to me and I was like, what's TRE? I didn't even know what it was, you know? And at the time, it wasn't, I don't feel like what it is now where you have all these like running influencers. Lack of a better term, Tommy, sorry. Like Tommy, though, and Mike and Laura Green and all these people like going out there and doing all these activations. I didn't know anybody other than like I would see some of the professional runners bopping around. Like I interviewed Chrissy Mail when I was there. You know, she's a really big time ultra runner. She's retired. She doesn't race anymore. But yeah, so I haven't been back since because I haven't pitched any like amazing ideas like Tommy apparently. But I would like to go back sometime, so maybe next year I'll try to think of a way to get there and hang out with all the cool kids.
Laura, I have a question.
Yes,
you have been I'm realizing we have you here. So you're like, I'm going to go because I'm sponsored. And then you're there. And what's it feel like to be like, I am the pro runner bot, like, hi. And then people like, you see them like a tractor beam. They're like, uh-oh, this lady's going to come talk to me because she recognized that I'm a pro runner. I find the whole dynamic fascinating. Also because, like, as my wife has pointed out, like, pro runners in a lot of settings just kind of look like regular people. You're not like 6'7" and we're like, that guy's probably on the team.
No one even knew I was there.
So, like, give us some tips. How should we engage with a pro runner? Like, hi.
Well, what are you doing there? Like, what are your purposes?
Yeah, so Saucony brought Jared and I last year to basically, because we had tried a lot of the new product, especially with footwear that they were launching. And so we went when, like, product was meeting with, like, some of the retailers and, like, various writers to, like, talk about our experience having worn it. And just kind of give our take as people that have already been like in it and like what we use it for and like just feedback. So we went for that reason, but then like, that's only that was like a small piece of the day. And then we were kind of like left to our own devices. So we went to like the big Saucony group run, which is how I met Tommy. And like Saucony had like a whole house there last year in Austin, just like outside the convention center, where they had all like the new product. And like, we did like dinner there and like, they brought in like live bands, both nights. One of which was so incredible. And so like, you're doing things like that and just kind of engaging with, everyone there that's from the brand, 'cause they brought in a ton of people. And then it was fun walking around the convention center because you get to kind of check out everyone else's product and kind of how they do things. And but people were really great. Like, they were like, people would just kind of like come up to you and be like, hey, like, you know, like, I'm a big fan, like, do you mind if I get a picture? Or like, you know. And then I was just also following like Jared's coattails, because like everyone knows Jared, so I was just like there like that. But it was really fun. Like, it was just fun to be part of the brand and kind of see the behind the scenes of what your companies really do, and these really big weekends for them as far as launching product, the excitement that's behind that, especially when you know how long they've been working on a product. And then getting to like debut that with like specific retailers. And it was just cool to see that side of things. And then just kind of be involved in kind of whatever else. But it's a great way to just like meet so many different people in the industry. And like, hundreds of people came out to our group run. And we got to like mingle and talk with all these different people. And yeah, it's a really fun event. The first time I went, I went on the retail side of things because I was working Fleet Feet at the time. So they flew Lee and I out for that. So I kind of went on that side of things. And then last year I got to go just like with Saucony, which was really fun. So I kind of got to see it from like both sides. But yeah, it's a great event, which is why what Tommy's doing is so cool. Because like you said, Lindsay, so many people are like, what's the running event? And have like no idea or like connectivity to what this is and why it's such a big weekend. So it's cool to kind of invite people in to like what I said, just like seeing like the behind the scenes of kind of what goes on this like on this side of the industry, I think is really cool. It's a great idea.
Yeah, I think that what Tommy's doing is gonna show everybody. Like, I think the inside people, like maybe some of us podcasters and people like that, like have known for a few years now, but now people that listen to the podcasts and are running fans will learn through the live stream. Speaking of Jared Ward though, Laura, we are going to have chat with Pro with him soon.
Yes. I've been trying to hunt him down. Jared, if you're listening, I need you to text me back.
Let's go.
maybe one of his 17 children stole his phone.
I was gonna say, it's not, I mean, like, what's he doing? Like, other
he's
than like
busy.
Races and marketing races and raising a family. Also, I think Erica is actually due in like a week. I think his
Is this going to be like a 7th kid or a 6th kid?
6th.
Okay, this is the 6th. Okay.
But he told me when I saw him in Baltimore like a couple weeks ago that she was due early December. So we might have to find someone else, Lens.
I was going
to
say, either we record it tomorrow
or this week or
before
we wait
that baby comes.
Yeah, sorry, children. I'm not available. I need to go be on a podcast.
We'll have him on.
He's kind of.
He would be great.
Yeah, he said he was all in. He and I are thinking about. It's like kind of a joke, but like kind of real about launching our own podcast. But we wanted to run it by the relay crew for first. So he said that he wanted to come on to like see what you guys thought and see if it was
turn the tables on us mid-interview. Like,
see, yeah. And I love that what people listening might not realize, like our vibe with the chat with the pro is supposed to be like, we're all having a conversation together like and it's a little right bit now. Different.
Yeah. Yes.
That's how Laura got invited to the group because aww. We had her on.
I didn't know that was like an interview. Just kidding.
Well we didn't either. No, we didn't know either.
Fun. We just like did this basically. This is what we did when I came on. So that's like the platform we wanted to create for Talk with a Pro. So it's different than like an interview style. It's more of
there's
like
plenty of those out there.
Yeah, it's like how is ours different than like what is already out there? And it's like just having a conversation. You learn so many different things about the person behind like the athlete, you know? That's kind of what we wanted to get
but
to.
But don't like be too good on the chat with a pro because you might get that email from me that says sit down.
Yeah, you don't want to crush it too well because then look. Now they can't get rid of me though. See?
Yeah. You might invite them.
Jared's done so much though. I think he'll be interesting to hear. There's a lot to dig into. You know, I think we want to hear from like the new upstart runner. And then you're like, oh, you just like haven't raced that much. It's exciting. But it's often like less stories than the person who's qualified for teams. And I mean, been a pro for how many years? So like, definitely.
It's my favorite kind of interview. Someone that's been around for a little while, been doing this thing for a little while.
For a hot second.
So many more stories.
It's like the Dez and Kara, just like all these references just drop out of, you know, like my favorite part about the podcast is when like one of them tries to skip over like a world championship team that they qualified and they're like, no. Why were you in that country? And they're like, running the world championships.
Yeah. All right. So who got any good Black Friday purchases? The way that was spilling out of my mouth, or just getting more and more country. And
I've been with my dad all week. You were down south.
Yeah,
I've been
Florida.
I've been with my dad all week. I actually started. My dad has these really funny one-liners, and I was like, why have I not been writing these down? So I started taking notes on my app. Sandy, my youngest, was running around their house, my parents' house. Sandy was wound up Sandy's wound up tighter than a drum.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, Russell's plum tuckered out.
Yeah. So I'm like, I wish that one.
I wish I would have wrote down what time are y'all boogieing out of here in the morning.
You gotta use these on your podcast. Yeah, it'll be known as Yeah.
I'm like, why didn't I write more of those down? That was just like the last 3 hours I was with him.
I'll have another turn of phrase. Yeah, that'll be it.
But what I was trying to spit out before my dad's country twang took over my talking was, did you all come up with any good Black Friday purchases this weekend?
Well, I saw you talking about the gifts you're going to give your sisters on Instagram. And I was like, do your sisters?
Okay, let me tell you what I did. I actually did that video twice because I did it once and I was like, oh, shoot, I should have like hid them from it. But then I tried to do that and I was like, the only thing I know how to do is push that close friends button, which I don't use that. I never have. So don't worry. I'm not hiding anything from anybody over there. But I know that there's a way to like, I guess I could like block them or something. I don't know. There's a way to for them to not see it. So instead, I just texted them and I was like, hey, if you don't want to know what I got you for Christmas, don't watch my Instagram stories. Because I know my older sister was for sure like obsessively watching my stories because she didn't get to come on the Florida trip with us. And I was there with our other sister. And so she was like, you know, that like FOMO kind of watch.
I think you should have blocked them, Lindsay, and then created some unnecessary family drama.
Yeah. I like it.
They're just blocked all of a sudden.
Well, I should have done that. Would they have noticed? I don't know. But I bought my older sister some shorts from Relay Active, which is Ann Mazur's company. And then I bought my younger sister like a cute little tie-dyed shirt. And I will say her Black Friday like email, marketing email, that's what sold me. I was like, oh, okay, 25% off the whole store. And I like to support, you know, a small women-owned business. Yeah. And her her stuff is like affordable. It's not obnoxiously priced or anything like that. And it's really good quality. So those are the two Christmas gift Black Friday deals I got for my family.
Peter?
You're a pro, Lindsay. I am an amateur. I did not do well for Black Friday for family members. I get close to doing it for myself. Like, who is it? Someone posted on Twitter last year.
I bought myself stuff too. Don't get me wrong.
Like, who out there as a runner, you know, went online and purchased things for themselves, and all these people were chiming in like, yep, that was me. That was me. I get a little bit like distrusting, you know, you're like, you see the ad and you're like, well, that's a good price for those running tights. Laura, you can check out now. Some of us still buy our gear. It's
some
okay.
of us have to buy clothes still.
Yeah, buy clothes. but like, and then you see, then you click on the one you kind of really want and you realize it's $8 off. You know, and so you're like, that's like a, then I do the math. I'm like, that's like a 4% sale. Like, what am I even, and then I'm quickly like, do I need this? And then I just,
and then you're like
$8
for shipping. And
yeah.
Like,
and you're
okay,
like, what are we talking about? I'm sure there's some great deals out there. In general, I don't think we need as many things as we buy. But then again, you know, like the nutrition stuff, I'm not sponsored by Scratch Labs. Scratch, if you want to sponsor us, I would happily speak highly of your product. So, I mean, there's things that you look around, you think, I could use some more of this. But in general, you know, like I just find it so funny when it's like, here's a Black Friday deal for this random, you know, like calf massager that, like, as though it's been like sitting in my cart, like just push me over the edge. But, you know, I'm sure it works. Marcus, what about Black Friday? Does that make it across the pond?
Oh, Peter, I can't believe you're giving Laura a bit of stick about the free gear coming from the guy that wore black Alpha Fly 3s at the New York City Marathon. I mean, you're the dude that basically turns up to someone's wedding and wears white and be like, am I making a scene? Am I making a scene? Sorry.
I'm sorry. This whole thing?
Yes. I didn't realize. It definitely does make its way over, but it's similar to you guys. It's like, this kind of, you sort of have to look at what you actually need, because you're like, do I really need this ridiculous thing that I didn't need the rest of the year? So, but you know, I think a fair point to like what Lindsay was saying, I was thinking, damn, I've not bought my Christmas gifts, which I should have done. So, mm-hmm. But actually, I think they've got like a Black Friday rollover to Monday. So like, yeah, Black Friday just keeps rolling over.
Stop. So, I mean, it just rolls over. And then Black Friday sales go for like 2 weeks. They go in December, or they start before Black Friday. So Black Friday really is like a whole month now.
Well, that's the thing, though. I'm like, if I'm going to buy these gifts anyway, like, I should do it while they're on sale.
The best Black Friday I ever did, because I don't really do Black Friday. I did this year. I got gels. Such a runner. They SIS gels. And I was like, yeah, I better do that. but a few years ago, after I bought my Costco, I got like my refrigerator, microwave, and dishwasher in this like huge Black Friday sale at Home Depot.
Nice.
All for like, I think it was like all like around like $1,000 for like three appliances. It was
wow.
Yeah. So that was like the best. But I did that like 2 weeks before Black Friday, because that's when their sales started. So that was like the most epic Black Friday I partaked in, was like home appliances, which, you know, that's how you know you've really crossed over into like adulthood, when you're like,
I've been there for a while.
Home appliances.
My new thing that I say when I also bought myself a couple things from Relay Active. I bought shorts and a sports bra. And my new thing is, anytime I do something obnoxious, not that that's obnoxious, though, I'm just like, well, I'm 40. Like, that's like always my line now. Like the other day, like three of my kids were in my bathroom. We have 2.5 baths. And I was like, I'm 40. I need my own bathroom.
You're in a bathroom.
So it's going well over there at the high household.
Yeah, so they're fine.
excuse to do anything now.
It's always like I'm 40. Everything's I'm 40. So,
oh man. I don't know. I feel like we should start sharing amongst the group anything we come across that is worthwhile. There's just so many things. There's so many more products than there used to be.
So many.
So
that you said like calf massager, and I was just thinking like, I think it's called Jaha or something like that. Jaha. Do you know which one I'm talking about? It's like black with orange around it.
Okay.
Anyway, I bought this online after one of my friends had it at a race weekend, and I used it on my calf because my Achilles get so tight. And my Achilles were so tight in Florida that I was only able to run twice, one being the turkey trot, one being the first day we were there, sadly.
That's rough.
I mean, honestly, I did a test run. I ran a half mile and I was like, this is dumb. Like, you need to not run on this right now. But anyway, I really was missing my little massager gun because I think that would have really helped loosen up my calf. So I would say something like that. And it's little, so you can like travel with it. I just didn't think to pack it. So worth it, I think.
Okay. I just think.
No, this is like, this could be massage, or this is like any kind of the trigger point. Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Like, okay. It's the same as like all of them, but I love this one because it's like tiny.
Yeah.
And easy to take around with you. Yeah. So, yeah, if those are on sale for Black Friday, I would say that if you're a runner, you know, unless you have like a personal masseuse following you around to dig into your calves all day.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Worth it.
Well, there's a lot of stuff to buy. Yeah. There's like, there's just so many more products, and it was hilarious, but we haven't really talked about influencing. We should dig into it. I know that there is a side podcast of our Relay podcast that's about influencing, but we should have the main influencers on and we could pepper them with questions. Cause
I like that. I need that.
It's pretty mind boggling. Yeah. Like I posted that Instagram story of like, here's a Salomon jacket that I bought a few months ago and it was on sale and it was only available in periwinkle blue. So I bought it and it's been working well. And sure enough, people are hitting me in the DMs like, hey, what's that jacket? Hit me with that link.
What, yeah.
You know, good enough for you. And I'm like, no. I'm just saying like, you know, it's a mid-tier Salomon jacket. They make good stuff. And they're like, yeah, but like, hit me with that link.
I want that periwinkle blue.
Yeah. Give me that.
40% off.
I honestly have to say, I struggle with it because like for my podcast, like I have advertisers, like that is how I can do my podcast. Like how I can, that's like how I make my money is advertising. And I am kind of a minimalist in some ways. Like I don't like buying a lot of stuff, you know? And so sometimes it does feel a little like gross because I do want to like, I don't want to be constantly like promoting stuff, but at the same time, like I need to like buy my groceries and pay my mortgage and all those things.
Because I'm 40.
Because I'm 40. I have 40.
Because
kids.
I'm 40. This is like, this is 40. I was making fun of Matt because he's working with John G now. Uh-huh. And he really likes their pants. But like, first of all, apparel is very difficult to photograph. And second of all, like, no one really wants like selfies of people taking of their own legs, like just of men in their 40s. I was like, you got a hard road to walk there, which is like,
yeah, it really does work against you.
You know, like, what I can... though, I like when he posted about their sale, I was like, oh, let me go on there and like
there you go,
use his code to, I really honestly though, because I know that code redemptions are important for certain brands, as a podcaster myself, like I know that that shows brands like, okay, people are coming to us from this person. So I was like, oh, let me throw Matt a bone. And it ended up being a really long process and I ended up buying nothing. Because like the couple things that I liked, they didn't have my size. And then, you know, kids were running up and I was getting distracted. And I was like, you know what? You should put your phone down and not try to buy John G things using Matt's code while your kids are needing things on vacation. Yeah.
You're like, the sale is important, and then your kid's memory of you as a mother is maybe more important.
Trump the sale. Fair enough.
That sale, though, was huge. Like, there were so many items on that sale, and some of them were very, very inexpensive. So, yeah, it seemed like good deals. But, yeah, I think that we should record an entire episode on advertising and podcasting and Instagrams. And
it would be interesting. Also, industry by industry. Like, right before we pressed record, before you joined us, Laura and I were on here and I had just received an email from a keto like bread sandwich wrap brand around like, hey, we'll send you a gift box of keto wraps. And I'm like, you must really not understand me if you think I am not into carbs. Like I am.
You don't know.
I am way too into carbs.
You know nothing about me.
And they're like, all you'd have to do is post you know, two Instagram stories and an Instagram post about our keto wraps and
for like $10 worth of bread.
I got one brand manager hard last year. They like were like, just following up. And I was like, I was going through some stuff in the wake of my mother's death. And so I was like, hey, just so you know, it would be a really hard turn from the post I've had about my mom's life to talking about a sugary mix. Like, she's like, my condolences. Now is not the time. It was never the time to just post obsessively about sugar packets, but now is definitely not. So
that's my problem. Is like, I respect the people that like just are willing to kind of like sell themselves and do that, because I know that like that sounds bad. Like, I mean, there's people that are like willing to like post and like kind of like push and sell like products like that, especially like a lot of them use those products. But I have a hard time doing that. Like, I don't want my Instagram to be like advertising and like pushing stuff on people. But at the same time, like, I get it. Like, I get you have to play that game. But like, I don't know how to do that well. So that's where I really struggle. Like, I'm not that person.
We should talk about it. Cause I think there's, it's not that it's all bad. It's like a lot of things that are shades of gray. I've often wanted to do it like,
for sure.
I feel more weird about Instagram advertising than podcast advertising, because like podcast advertising, I just like do a read. Instagram advertising, I usually like have to put my face in it and things like that. And I don't know, it just feels a little bit more for me. It feels more pushy on Instagram than
that's
it does when I do it.
Like, I'm just like pushing stuff on people.
Yeah. Than a podcast read. But I will say, and this is the last thing I'll say about it, because we have already said this, we're going to record an episode about it. Podcast advertising does 10 times better if you pair it with an Instagram story. So even if I don't write it into an advertising contract for my podcast, I usually will do an Instagram story, just because I'm like, well, I mean, because you hear it, but if you see it and then you have a link, you click, you know? So yeah, there's a lot there, but yeah, it's a whole world, and it's just wild how much money people are making.
Oh, it is. That's what I mean. That's why I respect it. Cause I'm like, people are making like decent livings doing that type of work, and I'm like, more power to you. I just don't like, I wouldn't know where that balance is for myself, because I just struggle with that. But I mean, it's the same that people are making doing that, like that's all they're doing, and I'm like, wow, you can really just like sustain yourself off of that. That's incredible.
Yes. Well, and if you haven't listened to the episode that Tommy and Mike did with Laura Green, go listen to it, because she kind of really dives into the like pricing and stuff like that for really, she's talking about Instagram and then like going to events. But I thought that was fascinating. I also think people like her and Tommy, who are coming up with the skits and creation and stuff, like that's a totally different form of advertising than like me coming on and being like, I love this pillow. It is so comfortable. By the way, I do love the Lagoon pillows, and they are so comfortable.
Yes.
Done.
But I'm just
saying, this hour has been a success. We set her up.
I think we just.
But I'm not like creating some like skit or like acting or doing, and that's just not who I am. But the price you pay for a Laura Green to create something like that, well, it's like she said in her interview with Mike and Tommy, it's like essentially she's creating a commercial, and a really good one at that. So, yeah.
And she does a nice job. Yeah. Like, I mean, obviously. And then even, I mean, she spilled more details than most, and yet she still talked about how offline she was like hammering them, like, you need to charge more. Like, this is, I think she's so, something about the way, I mean, most of the people in this space have pivoted from other careers, but she just so clearly like took a hard left from physical therapy and was like, here we go, work. And
she's like, I'm going to quadruple my income and be a comedian online, only talking about running.
Being a riot.
I love it. Teach me your ways, Laura. Teach me.
I know. Apparently, she's a fan, a relay. We're fans. I was going to say a fan favorite, but we're the fans.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What do we call it? Yeah. A relay. What do we call her?
She's one of our favorites. I'm not sure.
We're just obsessed
Laura,
with her.
There
okay.
was a hilarious moment a couple years ago. I was working out with Emily Infeld when I turned 40, like that summer.
Name drop.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, well, this is
on this.
It's important to the story. So then I posted like, oh, it's my birthday, turned 40. And she was just like, oh, no way. Like, I didn't know you were 40. Like, what's your skincare routine? And I just messaged back and I'm like, I'm not telling, but I know what yours is. Because she had just done like story after story after story of like, and I put on this and then, and like, she is a riot because she's just so unfiltered and like,
I know, I love Emily.
You know, embraces all things in life.
She like, asked me what my skincare routine was too one time, just know. It's not just you, Peter. I was like, well, it's about to just be a lot of Botox at this point because I'm 40.
Hey, there we go. This is the title of this podcast. This is 40.
Listen, this is what I've learned. If you're talking to anybody that's over the age of 35 and their forehead doesn't move, they have Botox. I was like interviewing someone that was like 27 the other day, and her forehead was moving, and I was like, okay, see, why are us 40-year-olds walking around with foreheads that are
this
frozen?
This is what I'm worried about. I feel like I have not done Botox yet, but I feel like it's a slippery slope, and I feel like I'm on the verge of like crashing down it because I thought about it. Because there are so many people, I feel like everyone around me.
Everybody lies. They all do it. I've done it twice.
Look amazing. But then I'm like, once you start though, then I feel like it's so easy to go too far to the point where like, yeah, your face can no longer show emotion. And then like, it's very apparent. So I'm like, again, it's all about balance. What's the right amount of it where you still look human and have like, you know, no wrinkles, but like you can move your, I don't know. So
I would love like at one of these runner panels at the trials, can you be like, splits and prepare. Botox. But can we talk about Botox treatment?
I'm like on that edge. I haven't crossed down it. I'm still trying to like enhance it with like lotions and serums. But I feel like it's only a matter of time.
I do the lotions. I'm 40, Laura. I do the lotions and serums too. I did it for the first time last year, and then I've done it twice total. And now that I've done it, I stare. And I'm due, guys. I'm due. I look though at people and I'm like, that is not a 40-year-old forehead. I can tell you that right now. And I will say, when I get it, I feel like I've like more fresh, like I've woken up. So anyway, we'll do it. We'll do a podcast.
You sound like you're looking into like tea leaves and stuff when you're looking at people. Like, what can I see in your forehead? Oh. I'm really, really paranoid when you're looking at me on screen.
Like you can, there's signs you can tell.
Okay. I can't tell that you don't do it though, Laura. So you're good. Yeah.
Oh, my serums are working for now, but I'm going to be 35 in like a couple weeks. So I'm like, oh God, I think that's going to be the turning point for me.
I was 39. I was 39 when I did it for the first time.
Everyone's like, oh no, like you should start before you're 30. I'm like, what?
People do.
Is it too late for me? Like, did I wait too long?
No.
It's all.
Did you hear the most recent episode of Des and Kara, where like Kara's talking about doing too much Botox, but she's actually talking about injections in her leg?
Injections. Kara said she doesn't do Botox. She's been on record saying that. I don't know if she has since, but she was like, "No, are you kidding me? I know she has the best skin." All right. Well, here we go. We've just really gone off the rails here. This is the first time
we have a lot of follow-up episodes to record. We've been creating a to-do list this episode.
We've created a lot of content in this recording for like what's to come. So
I hope you relay listeners appreciate this because I have not said that out loud to Instagram people. I keep thinking I need to.
Because this is such a safe space.
It's such a safe space.
Circle of trust.
Wait, this is just us, right?
Because I honestly do feel like runners could be kind of judgy about Botox. Don't you feel like that? Like,
I feel like anyone could be judgy. I have started to reject the runners are anything blank because there's just so many of us now. People are like, it all started when they were like, those Boston qualifiers are jerks. I'm like, oh, come on. There's 30,000 of us. Like, there are definitely some jerks in here. But like, we can call them out. So I think runners could be judgy, but also quite a few runners could be very accepting.
Comments.
I love the way you got on the fence and jumped off the fence and you back on the fence. Yeah. It's like, they're judgy, but they're not quite judgy. They're a little bit dirty.
I'm sure some of them are going to come for you.
Look what I'm getting, a grumpy Glenn text that says, wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Well,
I'd like for people to comment though on Instagram. If they've had Botox.
Okay. That's the poll quote.
Don't let me be the only one.
Mark it. This is fun, guys. I can't wait. All right, we should be texting when Tommy's on stage. I want to try to make Tommy laugh while he's on the live stream. So,
oh yes, can let's I do
one thing before we wrap it up, though?
Yeah,
the Boston shout out thing.
Oh, please do.
Okay, cool.
Tell us about your Botox.
Well, day one. No, so I've got this fantastic opportunity for the Boston Marathon. I know we've obviously talked about it previously. For me, I've run it twice, and it's a great place, and I make it sound like a fairground, don't I, to an S. But no, I've had some great experiences there, and I've got an opportunity to give a place away to someone, but I'm looking to get a diverse runner. You've got to be diverse, and it's got to be your first time running Boston. So if you want to get in touch, let me know. But you've got to let me know before this Wednesday, which is Wednesday the 29th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that'd be awesome. I'm not sure if this is going to go out by then, but hopefully it's by then. And yeah, hit me up. I've got my current post. I talk about it. So you don't have to do any of the other sort of really spammy Instagram stuff where you say, like, follow me. Like me, you don't have to do all that sort of stuff. I don't really care. So like, be my best friend. No, just
like,
please like me. Yeah, no. Just put your nominate yourself. Tell me why you want to run it. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And you said diverse, so anybody but a white male, is that what we're talking about?
So basically, I know Matt tried the I'm ginger. I'm like, no, Matt, that doesn't cut it. Matt's trying to get me cancelled right now. I'm like, no, can imagine if I bring that out. So no.
Oh, Matt,
that's awesome, Marcus. That's an incredible opportunity. Very cool.
So they go to your Instagram. Cool, they can see your post if they want to enter to win.
Yeah, we've had some great people like put people forward, and it's just amazing to see like just what people have done in their communities, not for just themselves. Some people are close to getting a 6-star. Boston will be their 6-star. So it's going to be really, really difficult actually trying to choose one person. So that's going to be really tough.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that. The 6-star thing. That's awesome.
Yeah, same. That's amazing.
Marcus, tell everybody what your Instagram is so they can go find it.
@Marcus_runs.
Perfect. All right, friends. Thanks for being
so much.
Here.
Thanks.
Bye.